Let me start out by saying that I don't think there's ever been a period of time in American history when parents were more confused about their role in raising their kids. And I got to watch this because I grew up during these times while this shift happened. And right after World War II, there was a big push to treat kids a lot better than they'd been treated in the past, which was good. Mm-hmm. And there was a big emphasis on self-concept, which is good. In fact, what was happening is people were really starting to learn about the child-centered environment. Professors, psychologists, in their attempt to treat kids better, they had created something called the child-centered environment, which basically means the most important person in the family is the child. It's your job as a parent to be around that child constantly, to lavish them with positive reinforcement and make sure they were always happy, because then see if they were happy and felt good about themselves, they would have a good self-concept.
And you got to keep them entertained all the time. So if they say they're bored, you got to jump through hoops to make sure they're no longer bored. And if you want to have a discussion with your husband or your wife, and the kid needs something, which they always need something when you're trying to talk to somebody, right? Then you got to drop everything. Because the kid is more important than your marriage. I mean, why? You know, that's not true, but that's what the child-centered environment said. Do you think there's any correlation between the increased number of narcissistic people in the world now?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
It's the me generation.
You know, this child-centered environment sounded really good to people who love kids.
And there's parts of it. There's a shade of truth.
Parts of it. It really sounds good. And so parents would, they would try to treat the kids like they were the most important person in the family and so on. And it worked great until the parents had the audacity to say no to something.
Ooh.
Oh, then the kid was unhappy. Okay.
Right.
And then the parents would be confused. They said, wait a minute. My kid is supposed to be happy all the time, or he won't have a good self-concept. When I say no, when I set limits, now he's unhappy. I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And that's where the confusion started to build. And we've seen that since the 1960s, how that's worked out. A drastic increase in the number of narcissistic personalities, an increase in suicides, depression, all those kinds of things, and much lower self-concept. There was a study done at the College of William and Mary here not long ago, when they found out that a lot of today's kids are just not as curious, not as motivated, more self-centered. It's all about me and so on. And where did it all start? Way back there? With good intentions.
Yeah. Now it's all about the selfie.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me. I'm the center of attention. And so to be very clear, we want kids to be happy. We want them to get a good amount of attention because we want them to feel loved, right? But we need to take good care of ourselves and show them that while they're very loved, we adore them, they are not the center of the world.
Yeah.
Because that's not good for them.
They're not little adults.
Right.
What they are is potential adults in training.
That's right.
So we need a technique for dealing with, especially this, where it shows up so much is them constantly interrupting when we're talking to somebody
interrupting.
Else. And that's one of those things we want to have on the tip of their tongue.
Yeah.
A question, right? Questions are more powerful. So it's, uh-oh. What am I doing right now? Question. Next question, what do I expect? Then thank you, which means conversation is over and we disengage. So it's, uh-oh, what am I doing right now? What do I expect right now? Thank you, disengage.
You know, that sounds like there's a little steel in your voice. Is it okay?
Absolutely. See, we should not be afraid to do that.
Right.
Because this is a time when we set that limit. But you notice I was not yelling.
No.
And one of the best ways to do it, And I don't know if it would come out like this if you're driving in a car right now, but it's the whisper with steel in the voice. Oh, what am I doing right now? What do I expect? Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. And you're actually kind of smiling right now, which says, yeah, I'm the adult and really this is not going to be a problem for me, but it could possibly become a problem for you.
A major problem
yeah,
for
later
you.
On,
yes.
Right.